home to be a child's first school. Upon every Christian parent there rests the solemn obligation of giving to his children an education that will lead them to gain a knowledge of the Lord, and to become partakers of the divine nature through obedience to God's will and way. A child's first school should be his home. His first instructor should be his father and his mother. His first lessons should be the lessons of respect, obedience, reverence, and self-control. If he is not instructed aright by his parents, Satan will instruct him in evil through agencies that are most objectionable. How important, then, is the school and the home? Here the character is first shaped. Here the destiny of souls is often largely influenced. Even the parents who are endeavoring to do their best have not a hundredth part of the realization they should have of the value of a human soul.